All right, back here in Malachi. I want you to look back here in Malachi with me. And I want to talk about a most blessed fear. God is speaking. He reproves a lot of people in this book of Malachi and encourages his people in the most wonderful way. And he says there in verse 13, your words have been stout against me. You said some, you used some pretty stuff words on, stout words towards me, saith the Lord. And then they say, well, what in the world have we ever spoken against so much against thee? What have we ever said? Here's the difference. God knows exactly what you say. They say, well, when have we done that? And you have said it is vain to serve God. And what profit? What profit is it? What am I going to get out of it that we've kept his ordinances? And that we've walked mournfully, walked in black before the Lord of hosts. Why in the world? What's it profit that we ain't getting nothing out of it? And now we call the proud happy. Oh, when a man's proud, well, he's so happy. And yea, they that work wickedness, you set them up to run things. Yea, they that tempt God, even they are delivered. You save them. You do something for them. But then look what a change. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened, and he heard it. We didn't use stout words. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, I'll spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. You know, it says, they that feared the Lord, and a book of remembrance is written for them that feared the Lord. You know, fear is a very, very good thing. It's a healthy thing. Fear is a healthy thing. You know, it keeps people from getting hurt. It causes parents afraid for their children, what they'll get into and what they'll do, especially from the time they're able to start crawling around. You know, you watch them and you teach them and you protect them and you try to keep them out of danger. And there's a positive side of fear, and then there's a negative side of fear. John says, you know, there's a fear that has torment. And I tell you, fear is a bad, bad thing. You know, the wrong kind of fear, it's a horrible thing. There's some people that they're in torment all the time because they have phobias. There's people afraid to go outside. There's people that's afraid to go certain places and do certain things. And there's people that are paranoid, you know, and it can become crippling. Fear can cripple people. You know, Job said this about himself in Job 3:25. He said, that which I greatly feared came upon me. He said evidently he had something that feared him. He was greatly afraid of, and he was feared for it. He was afraid for it. He said, that which greatly feared me has come upon me. It's happened. It happened. But then there's a fear that's a blessed fear, a fear of God, and that's a blessed fear. The wise man said that wisdom is the beginning. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And when a man begins to fear God and fear the Lord, he's just starting to get just to some sense right then and there. And I tell you, there's a fear that's not good, and there's a fear. Here's a blessed fear. Look what it says. And they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. I want to talk about three things here about the Lord's people. Three things about them in this verse of Scripture. First of all, they had reverence for God. When you look at that word, they feared the Lord, you go in there and get Vine's expository words and go look at those in the dictionary words, and it always, when it talks about fear of the Lord, it talks about a reverential fear. It's not a fear that God's going to punish us. I'm not afraid God's going to punish me. I'm not afraid of the judgment. I'm not afraid that God's angry with me. That's not the kind, we don't have that fear. We don't have that kind of fear. But I tell you what, you know, it's a fear which that motivates us to honor Him, to glorify Him, say the right things about Him, and a fear that keeps us from wanting to embarrass Him, to shame Him, and dishonor Him in any way. We're not afraid of what He's going to do to us. I'm not afraid that He's going to come and do something bad to me, because He's done told me that anything that ever happens to me, it's got to be good. He's done told me that. So when we're talking about the fear of the Lord, it's a reverential fear. It's like you know, we want to honor Him. Yeah. We want to walk upright before Him. We want to bless His name. We want to live a life that will not bring reproach on Him, bring shame on His name. We don't want to do that. Oh no, no longer afraid of His presence. You know, Adam feared the Lord, and the first thing he did, now here's the difference between the right fear and the wrong fear. Adam feared the Lord, and what the first thing he did? He hid himself from the presence of the Lord. But when I go, you know where the safest place to hide from God is? In God. The best defense you'll ever have is to be in God. And that's the most wonderful place to be. And I'll tell you something else about this fear of God. It influences our attitude. Our attitude toward God. Our attitude toward the Bible. Our attitude toward one another. And all everything about it. And when we get in certain circumstances, it influences our fear of God influences our attitude. How are we going to react in any circumstance that we're in? We want to do that. Because we trust God, and He, whatever He puts us in, He's going to see us through it. And oh, listen, not only does it affect our attitude, but it affects our worship. It affects our worship. Oh yeah, look over here in Malachi 1:6. Look what it says over here. What He said here about these people. We worship God in reverence and godly fear. Here He said, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where's mine honor? And if I be a master, where's my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priests that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised thy name? So I tell you what, the fear of God affects our worship. We worship God. You know, when we're standing in the presence of an infinitely holy, righteous God, we're in the presence of holiness. We're in the presence of God the universe is in Him. Everything about Him. And you think about that. Hebrews 12. Look with me in Hebrews 12. Look in verse Hebrews 12:28. Look what it says over here. We're not here to impress anybody. We're not here to make, you know, and see who can make the loudest noise. We're not here to see who could be the most spiritual among us. Those things don't enter our mind when we gather to worship God. They don't enter our mind. We're here because we come to listen to what God has to say to us. We come to worship Him. And look what it says here in Hebrews 12:28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Godly fear. Uh-huh. Oh my. So it affects our worship, this here fear of God. Back over in our text now. Not only were these people feared the Lord, blessed fear, glorious fear, a fear that causes us to reverence and worship Him. And then look what else it says about Him, down in the verse, last line of the thing. And them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. Not only these people fear the Lord, but they were a thoughtful people. You wanted to think about. Thought about God. Thought about his character. You know, and when it talks about they that thought upon his name. That's what they're talking about. It said they thought upon his name. You know, when you think upon God's name, and a name stands for a person's character. You know, when you mention certain men or women's name, people automatically think of them and their character. Not their size, not their stature, not the color of their hair. Then none of that enters into it. When you think of saying people's names off, immediately you think of their personality and their character. How they carry themselves, how they worship God, how they are towards one another. And you think of their character. Well, that's what we do. They think upon his name. And when we think upon his name, the first thing we think about his name, how precious his name is. I mean, his name is precious. And you know one thing we'll never do with the name of God. God helping us, we'll never take it in vain. Oh no, we will not use the Lord's name in any other way but in a God-honoring, Christ-honoring way. His name is precious. It's his character. Moses said to the Lord, he said, Lord, I'm not going to go up with this people unless you go up with us. He said, I'll go with you. He said, well, how will I know that I found grace in your eyes? He said, Moses, you know you found grace in my eyes. I call you by name. And then after God told him that, you know what Moses said? Lord, show me your glory. And you know what his glory was? I will. First thing about his glory is, I will. My will is what's done in this world. I will have mercy on whom I will. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. And he said he caused the goodness of the Lord to pass before him. And I tell you what, that's the first thing we know about God. His name is precious because he says, I will. And when he says, I will, that's all that matters. When we find in the Bible what God says, that's it. People said, I believe it, and that settles it. No, no, it settles it whether you never believe it or not. God ain't never going to change his word. And I tell you that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. And not only is his name precious, and we think upon his name, but his name is powerful. You know how powerful the name of God is? You know how powerful it is? His name is so powerful that when we call on him and we plead his name, we plead his character and everything about him when we call upon him. We say, oh, Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come in your name. Your name's got so much power to it. And oh my. And I tell you, it's got so much power to it that he says, you just get two or three people together. And if they gather in my name, just gather in my name. If there are just two or three of them, I'm going to jump right in the middle of them. And how many times have we been... Lance and Robin Heller was with us overnight and the other day. And I tell you what, the Lord would come among us and there was just two or three of us sitting there, four of us talking. And the Lord would come and bless us. Yeah. Why? Because we're thinking on his name, talking about his name, talking about what he's done for us, how gracious he is. And I tell you, they said this when their daughter was so sick and they thought they'd done give up, say, Lord, they'd done give up and say, Lord, if you take her, we're more than willing for that. She was that sick, they thought she wasn't going to make it. And then they said, Lord, we're ready because she'll be a lot better off than where she is right now. They come to that place and they said, because we know God. And because we know God, And we know that he will do just exactly right for her and me and Robin and the rest of our family. We know he's going to do right. And there's the most blessed peace in knowing that. The most blessed, he said, there was the most blessed peace come upon us. We know what God would do, and if he did it, we was ready for either one of them. You know why you do that? Because you know God. You know the power of his name. The power of his name to uphold you. The power of his name to protect you. And oh, listen, let me ask you, how do you describe God? Huh? You know, how does God describe himself? How does he describe himself? Calls himself almighty. Calls himself holy. Calls himself righteous. Calls himself just. Calls himself good. Calls himself gracious. Calls himself wisdom. Calls himself power. Calls himself eternal. Huh? Calls himself Savior. And what do we say about him? He's sovereign. He's God. He's eternal. He's holy. He's righteous. He's just. He's blessed. He's everything. And he, listen, oh, bless his holy name. And I tell you what, that's what he says here. You know, he said this, David said this in Psalm 23:3. He said, the Lord leads me in the paths of righteousness. Why? For my name's sake. What in the world does that mean? I'm going to keep you in the paths of righteousness. Not because I have to do that for you, but my name's at stake here. My name, my honor, my glory is at stake in your mind. And I'm going to make sure that you walk in the paths of righteousness. And I'm going to do it because for my name's sake. I've got to keep my glory. I've got to keep my power. I've got to keep my promises. So listen, I'm going to make you stand. There's the path. You're walking in it. And you know why? Because for my name. Got to honor my name. And that's a wonderful thing about it, ain't it? Huh? That's why we'll never be lost. That's why God won't never let us quit. That's why God won't never let us go. You know why? If one person went to hell for whom Christ died, God would lose his glory, his honor, and everything with it. But you think he's going to let that happen? If he leads us in the path, and how many places does it say, for his name's sake? For his name's sake. Oh my. And then not only did they think upon his name, but look what it says there in verse 16 again. Then they feared the Lord, spake often one to another. Oh, they spake often one to another. Oh my. Those who love Christ, those who love God, those who love Christ, they love one another. And I want you to look with me in Psalm 66 and verse 16. Look over here with me in Psalm 66 and verse 16. You know, look with me, verse 16 now here. Oh my, they spake often one to another. You know, I got a couple of preachers that I talk to, and a lot of people I talk to, and even over there, we're at the gym where I work out. I talk to people over there, you know. Get a chance to get every once in a while, get an opportunity to say a little something. But look what he said here in verse 16. Spake often one. They had a testimony. Look what it says here. Come and hear, all ye that fear God. And I will declare, I got something I want to tell you. I want to tell you what he hath done for my soul. You know, it's like that Gadarene maniac. They couldn't nobody tame him. Nobody tame him. The Lord come up there in a boat, and they is going into the Gadara, and there was that Gadarene maniac out there, naked. Oh, he had bruises and cuts where he was running over them things, and he'd have to put him in chains. He'd break the chains. Well, the Lord Jesus come up there, said, "What's your name, Legion? Why, I got so many of us in here." Well, he cast out all the demons out of that man. And the next scripture says that he was sitting clothed in his right mind. And the Lord Jesus was fixing to go ahead on. And he said, "Lord, let me follow you." You know what he said? "Go back to the house. Go back where you're from. Go back where they were scared to death to even own you. Go back to your mom and daddy. Go back to your brothers and sisters. And you tell them what great things the Lord has done for you." Mm-hmm. Go back and tell them. Oh my. Now let me verse three things about us. Now here, let me give you three things about the Lord. Look what it says there in verse 16 again. "Then they that fear the Lord that spake often one to another," and listen to this, "and the Lord hearkened and heard it." You mean he heard us talking? Heard us speaking? He heard and he hearkened. He heard what we said. So I'm going to listen to him for a while. I'll just listen and see what they're going to say. He listens to his people and he hears them. Oh my. I got a couple places I want you to look with me, you know, that he heard and he listened. Look over in Psalm 50, Psalm 9, 94.9. Now, Psalm 94.9. Look over here with me. Oh my, listen to this. Talking about the Lord, he said, "Oh, the Lord heard of space. Spake off from one to another, they that fear the Lord. Thought upon his name, the Lord hearkened." He's listening. They're speaking about me. Oh, my. And then that, he rebuked some people, said, "You ain't said the right things about me." But look what he said here in verse 9. "He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see?" He formed your ear. You reckon he can't hear? He formed the eye. Reckon you can't see? Then look what he says over here in Psalm 116. Somebody read this, I believe, back in the men's meeting here a couple of weeks ago. And I remember Scott Richardson preaching from here one time. And these first two verses, look what he says here. "I love the Lord. I love the Lord." "Well, there's a reason I do," he said, "because he hath heard my voice." Heard my voice. My voice. You all hear my voice all the time. God says, "I hear his voice. I hear his voice. And my supplications." My supplications. And listen to this. "Because he hath inclined his ear unto me." Huh? You know, somebody that's just getting real faint and their voice is real, real soft. And, you know, sometimes you have to get down real, real close and say that again, say that again. That's what God's saying here about him. He said, "I'm going to cut my ear and I'm going to get down there and listen to what you got to say." Mm-hmm. He shows us how precious we are to him, how much he loves us and cares for us. He listens to us. When we're speaking about him and thinking about him and on his name. And then look what he says. "Therefore, I'm going to call up on him as long as I live." I want to do that as long as I live. I want to spend the rest of my life calling on the Lord. Calling on the Lord. You know, calling on the Lord. Oh, he hears what we say about himself, because they said what they thought on him and what he said about him. I tell you something else he hears. Not only does he hear us and hear our voice, But he hears what we say about one another. He hears what we say about one another. Oh, I tell you, be very, 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 very careful what you say about one of God's sheep. Be very careful about it. You may tell the truth, but still yet, it may be the truth is not what ought to be said. You know, be very careful about that. But God's interested in our words. He's interested in the words we speak. He said, they that spake often one to another. He's interested in our words. You know, over there in Matthew it says this, by thy words thou shalt be justified, or by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now what does it mean, your words justify? What the better means is that your words will justify what you think about God. And what you think about yourself, and what you think about His Word, and what you think about sin, and what you think about salvation. And then He says, your words will condemn you. If you ain't thinking right about me, speaking right about me, and considering me, and what I am, and what I do, then everything comes out of your mouth going to be wrong. Going to be wrong. And oh my, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And God listens to our words. Oh, if we really really believe that, I believe our words would be a little less. Be a little less. Huh? And oh, and then look what else. Not only did He hear us, but look what it says there. The Lord hearkened and heard in verse 16. And then a book of remembrance was written. He said, I'm going to remember what they said. I'm going to remember what they said about my name. I'm going to write down a book. I got a book. And I'm going to, you know, and here's the thing about it. This don't, you know, He just uses language for us to get and understand it. A book of, He writes down. He wrote a book of remembrance. It was written before him that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. You know, the scriptures mention several books. There's the book of life. Paul talked about in Philippians 4:3, he says, whose names are written in the book of life. He had confidence in them because of their love for Christ and the way their lives were and what they how they walked before God and the grace of God had given. He said, these people's names are written in the book of life. Oh my. And I got to show you this. I got to show you this. Psalm 56. You got to see this. Psalm 56:8. Let me get over there. Oh, you just got to see this. Let's see, is that where 56:8. Yeah. Look what he says down there. Thou tellest my wanderings. Thou put my tears in a bottle. Are they not in thy book? Oh. The Lord said, take your tears, put them in a bottle. And He said, then I'm going to write in a book. Oh, I'll tell you some things are not in this book of remembrance. Just, you know, I'll tell you some things that God don't remember. That's not in this book of remembrance. Sin's not in it. He don't remember that. He said, there's sins and iniquities, I remember them no more. You think about the Old Testament saints. You look at Lot. Well, start out with Noah. He got off that ark, and I don't know how long he was off of it long enough to raise some grapes, make him some wine, and get drunk. But when you find him in the scriptures, the Lord Jesus says, as in the days of Noah, he always refers everything in the New Testament, all the things that they did wrong in the Old Testament, there's not one mention of all the sin in the New Testament. Lot, oh my, what a, he had lost his testimony to his children, his son-in-laws, and everybody in town. And you know what God says about him in the New Testament? Righteous Lot. You go through the Old Testament and you find them people, but when you find them in the New, under the blood, righteousness of Christ, everything. Oh, he believed God. He feared the Lord. He offered a more excellent sacrifice. Oh, God's not ashamed to be called their God. Oh, my. And I tell you, he remembers us in time. He chose us in eternity, and he said, I remember them. So now it's time. It's time. Time for me to cross their path. Time for me to call them. Time for me to bring them out of darkness into the light of my blessed Son. Oh, my. And he isn't going to get out of his book. And I'll tell you something he's not going to do. He ain't going to get out of his book and start reading all the good things we did and the good word we spoke and kind deeds we did. No, no, he's not going to do that. Not going to do that. Uh-uh. No, no. No, no. He wrote a book of remembrance because we speak about him. We think on his name. Think on his name. And I tell you what. And this is it right here to me. This. Look what he says. In verse 17. He said he hearkened to us. Wrote a book of remembrance of us. And then look what he says. And they shall be mine. When I make up my new, they shall be mine. They shall be mine. The Lord said, he's mine. They shall be mine. They'll be mine to choose. They'll be mine to love. They'll be mine to save. They'll be mine to keep. They'll be mine to feed. They'll be mine to teach. They'll be mine to lead. And they'll be mine to glorify. He said, Father, I will that they be with me, that they may behold my glory, which I had with you before the world was. Who's he say that about? They're mine. They're mine. Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And then not only he said they're going to be mine, but look what he says. I'm going to get up all my jewels one of these days. I'm going to get up all my jewels. And you know what kind of jewels he would have that belongs to him? Can you imagine the jewels that God says that they're his? Can you kind of imagine what? Ain't a jewel in this world like what one God would make. But you know what he says? He said, when I make up my jewels, there's diamonds, rubies, emeralds, pearls. Oh, and listen to what it says there. And I will spare them. I'm going to spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Now here's the difference. He spares us. But he didn't spare his own son. And because he didn't spare his own son, he can spare us and do it right. Do it right. Oh, our Father. Oh, Lord. When we consider who you are, oh, consider how great and glorious, how mighty and how powerful and how blessed you are. And yet you look at us. Us. People that have nothing but what you gave them. Know nothing but what you taught them. And Lord, you said, they're mine. They're mine. They're mine. They tell the angels they're mine. They tell the eternity they're mine. They're mine. Oh, Lord, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for meeting with us tonight. Thank you for your precious, precious word. God bless these dear saints as they go their way. And keep them and preserve them. Give them a good night's rest. For Christ's sake. Amen. Amen. You know, when the Lord Jesus, they come to take him in the garden. A big crowd come to get him. Had his disciples with him and said, if you want me, let these go. You know why? They're mine. They're mine. They're mine.